You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes today to join me. Now, we're going to hear more of this sermon I just preached last week, Are You For Me or Against Me? And it's going to end, and it's going to end really right out of a tough word. And that is, we have to think of ourselves as Christians. That's what we are. You're not black. We're not white. We're not Oriental. We're not Arab Christians. Jewish Christians. We're Christians. And you're going to hear a tough word here today, at least at the end of this, when I try to put this message in perspective. And I'm out of time. We're going to get to it. If you'd like a copy of this, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll make sure you get one. How do we respond with all the evil in the world? What should we be doing? Where should we be found at His return?
The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will continue until, see, one day soon, the Holy Spirit will no longer be holding back this evil, and certainly it will be hell on earth. But I want you to see this is a spiritual problem, not a flesh and bone problem, not a problem with the president like they would have you believe. The problem is a spiritual problem. Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, meaning your problem's not with your neighbor. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That would be all them demons we chased out of here during worship this morning. None's got the nerve to stay in here anymore. None's got the nerve to stay in here anymore. You want to hang around, demon? Well, come on in. Let's talk about the blood for the next 40 minutes. Let's see how that works. That's what I do with my bed at 3 in the morning. You want to terrorize me? We're going to have a little talk. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Let's talk about blood. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. There's power in the blood. You and I have got authority over Satan and these demons. Don't you think he would have taken you out years ago if he could have? There's a hedge around you too. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No demon can take you out. For that matter, no cancer can take you out. No sickness. No banana peel, no devil can take you out until your work here on planet Earth is done. No coronavirus, by the way, can take you out, regardless of what they tell you on television. God is in control of your life. And let me give you this little tidbit of information. God's always been in control of your life. He didn't just start a couple weeks ago. He's always been watching out over you. I think it's time to start preaching. Go ahead. God help me. You want to fight back? If your enemy is hungry, give him bread. That's how you fight. If your enemy is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Now listen to this key verse today for how to get the victory. It's Romans 12:21. Listen to this. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's how you get the victory. You can't win it with his weapons. I just read this morning, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty by God to the pulling down of strongholds. It's good is what you fight this with. Jesus says, those who are you gathering with him, gathering souls, or scattering abroad? You're either with him and for him, or you're against him. I don't care who you are, that's the formula for success. You can't fight Satan on his own terms. Same as what Moses wrote in Genesis 6. He said the whole world was filled with Hamas. You know what Hamas is? It's the Hebrew word for violence. Moses said the whole world's full of Hamas. And that was during Noah's time. And that's a time just like it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said. So it'll be when I return. We're right back at that time again. The whole world's full of Hamas. Everywhere you look. And that is how you'll know the Son of God is coming back. Are you ready for his return? Murder and evil are his tools, not yours. Do not be overcome by evil. You overcome evil with good. You want to fight the devil where he's at? Then go on out here and save some souls. Be a soul winner. Be a soul winner. If you really want to hurt Satan for all the bad he's done you and your family, all the hurt throughout all the years, all the relationships he's destroyed and the people you know, you want to hit him where it hurts? Be a soul winner. Fast and pray. Lead someone to Jesus Christ. Add another name to the book of life. Will be the greatest pain you could ever bring upon that sorry old devil is to gather with him. Not to scatter. Sometimes you feel like scattering. I heard that 12 gauges make a lot of things scatter. But that's going into his backyard. You want to go into Jesus' backyard? Then you go out here and save souls and be a soul winner in Jesus' name. That's the only way to fight it. You fight evil not with evil. You fight evil with good. He flips the script. You fight evil with good. Okay. Remember, you'll know them by their fruits. Let's say you are a black man in America and you've just heard my sermon. What's a man to do? Fall in? Let me help. Let me give you another analogy. Picture the cops, the evil, wicked, Satan-filled cops. Few they are, but they're there. Like the Satan-filled preachers. There's many more Satan-filled preachers than cops. That's the first place to look for a devil, is here in the pulpit. Right here. Not with the police. Oh, they're there in the police, but there's a heck of a lot more of them right here. Here in Bible translators, hath God said. Those are the places you look for a devil. But let's say you're a black man or woman in America. Picture the cops and the others who have persecuted you as Romans. And that Satan-possessed cop who killed Mr. Floyd the other day as a Roman soldier. Or better yet, picture him as Herod. And you, Mr. African-American man or woman in America, as the persecuted Christian. Imagine if that cop had the power to kill every black child under 2 years old in Brevard County. Herod did. Imagine that. Every black child under 2 years old, the cops, I declare it, we're going to kill every one of them. Because they fear the one black man who's going to get up and make a difference in this world. What would you do? What would they do? Are you the persecuted Christian? You see, when I put it that way, you know how to respond and what to do. If you're ready for it, turn with me. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, I'm going to give you the answer. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. Remember, you're a Christian. Matthew 5:43. It says, you have heard that it was said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, plural. Bless those that curse you, Bill. Do good to those that hate you. And pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. Now he gives you the reason why. Next verse. So that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. And that's how you fight all of this evil in the world. Let me read it again. You have heard that it was said, remember back then it was tradition, the word was passed by tradition, they didn't have it all written down. You heard that it was said, your Uncle Joe told you, or your grandmother told you, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, now Jesus is going to flip the script. I say to you, love your enemies. I'm speaking to, if you were a black man and you just saw every two-year-old black person exterminated in Brevard County. This is the message of the Son of God to you for how you are to respond.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice.